Frontier Fighters. Frontier Fighters, epic narratives of those fearless wanderers and adventurers who first broke the trails of the Old West. Among these heroic explorers and pathfinders, the great figure of Jedediah Strong Smith is one of the most prominent of the frontier giants in their conquest of the Western America wilderness. With his rifle in one hand and his precious Bible in the other, Jedediah Smith brought youth, courage, and faith into the mighty struggle for an empire. May 20th, 1823, St. Louis, Missouri.
Listen to this advertisement in the Missouri Republican, Fitzpatrick. You too, sublad.
I'm all ears, Smith.
Yeah, wait till I take this cotton out of my ears. I've got the misery in my head. Go ahead.
The subscriber wishes to engage 50 young men of intelligence and courage to follow the Missouri River to its source. There to be employed for 1, 2, or 3 years. Signed, William Henry Ashley.
I saw the same writing last year.
Hey, I wonder what this Ashley wants done on the upper Missouri.
Fur trapping. I reckon beaver. For dude's hat.
I vote, boys, we call on Mr. Ashley in a body. Anyone know where he lives?
I do, Smith. In a big mansion. I answered his last year's writing, but I got there too late.
I've an idea you'll have better luck this time. You lead, Fitzpatrick. To the Ashley Mansion and then the Upper Missouri.
Thomas Fitzpatrick, William L. Sublette, James Clyman, and Jedediah Smith was not convicted, but still clutching his Bible, he was marched to Monterey and again thrust into prison. Exhausted from lack of food, Smith was taken before the governor.
In your case, Americano Smith, I have only two alternatives.
Only two? I'd say only one. Set me free.
I said two. I can send you to Mexico City on horseback for trial, or put you aboard the next ship to leave Monterey. I think I will...
Just a minute, Your Excellency.
Ah, Captain Cooper. I was just about to order the prisoner Smith aboard your vessel for transport to Mexico.
Now, look here, Your Excellency. Will you take my bond for Smith's banishment from Mexico and set him free?
I might. For, let us say, $30,000 in gold.
And here's two gold pieces, Smith, for a bath, a new outfit, and the best meal in all Monterey.
Tragedy after tragedy struck Smith's party as it journeyed toward the distant north. In the Oregon country, where the Hudson Bay Company was supreme, the Indians became more and more hostile. July 14, 1828, 10 days from the nearest white settlement on the Willamette, Smith's group was attacked by a large band of fighting Indians. Only 3 men, one of them Smith, survived the battle. A week later at Fort Vancouver, headquarters of Dr. John McLaughlin, chief factor of the Hudson Bay Company.
Jedediah Strong Smith, I've been expecting you. Sit you down, man. You look like a ghost.
Dr. McLaughlin, I'm sure you're a kindly, God-fearing man.
Well, thank you, Smith, but come, what's on your mind?
These Indians who've murdered all but two of my brave Americans, I believe were, shall I say, inspired by your employers?
Losh, man, you're daft.
Then why, the minute we set foot in the Oregon country, must we fight, day after day for our lives?
In your last skirmish, what besides your men did you lose?
Horses, mules, and furs, valued at $3,200. Here's the inventory.
Well, and here's gold to that amount as a token of Hudson Bay's integrity. Now, will you come to Kirk with me? Today is the Sabbath, and I never miss Kirk on the Sabbath.
Neither do I, except when I'm in the wilderness fighting your Indians.
Well, you can believe it or no, Smith, so long as my name's John McLaughlin, and so long as I'm stationed here as chief factor of the Hudson Bay Company, you nor your men will e'er be molested again.
Because of Dr. McLaughlin's kindness, Smith resolved never again to trap in territory claimed by the Hudson Bay Company. Leaving the Upper Missouri, Smith, accompanied by Thomas Fitzpatrick, attempted the journey to Santa Fe. Then, on a branch of the Cimarron...
Captain Smith, I can climb mountains, trap beaver, fight Indians, but I'll be danged if I can go along without water.
I never knew this country to be so dry.
Look, even the sand lizards got their mouths open. And when a lizard pants like a dog, it's dry.
I'll make camp here, Fitzpatrick, and rest.
What are you going to do?
I'll ride up this dry riverbed a ways. There's water further on, I'm sure.
Well, best look out for the Indians. They say the Arapahoes are out for some new scalps to decorate their lodge poles.
There ain't an Indian worth the name in 50 miles. But if I meet any, I'll bring back their scalps to make you a wig for your old age.
Swift Eagle, the pale faces have driven off our meat. Yes, Red Fox, the Arapahoes starve, while the pale faces slaughter our buffalo and grow fat on the land they have stolen from us.
One path we must follow, though our race becomes extinct.
There are many paths, O Red Fox, but which?
The war path, until the land runs red with the blood of the pale faces.
Look, below, a pale face, alone.
His pony drinks of our water, defiling it.
Assemble your warriors.
No need. They too have seen the pale face and are ready.
Attack then, and scatter the pale face to the four sacred winds of the Arapahoes. Go.
Slain by the Arapahoes, Jedediah Strong Smith's body was never found, nor a single page of his tattered Bible. Thus, one of the West's greatest heroes perished, without even a small stone to mark his last resting place. Another glorious chapter in the splendid journeys of the frontier fighters, who outwitted, outfought, and sometimes outran the many enemies who tried to block their paths to that beckoning goal of burnished splendor, the Western sun.